Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Shannon Gray, and it's time for our weekly Creep Beat Report. We're doing that this morning with the department head for the Agriculture Department at West Texas A&M University, Dr. Lance Keith. Lance, thank you so much for being with us again. You always bring some great information about the university and what's going on. And to get started today, go ahead and give us a little bit of an update on what is going on in that department as we head into 2020.
Yes, thank you, Shannon. Thanks for having us on once again. We've had a lot of activity happening in the ag department since we spoke last. Some exciting things from a people standpoint is we put on two new employees starting in January. Lauren Self is a new plant science instructor and is teaching soils and soil things related to soil water relation. Has a very good background for a young person and very excited about that. Also working with our crops team. The other big hire is that we have hired Lonnie Luchek. Dr. Luchek is recently graduated from Texas Tech in the meats program. She joins our outstanding meats program. Her area of expertise is, I would call it youth, as much as the meat science. But judging team, she'll be leading our WT meats judging team, so she's getting that back up and going. She'll be teaching classes as well. But really exciting thing about her is being just a young professional is one thing, but a young professional that has the clout that she does already is amazing. We have been invited to the International Meats Judging Competition in Australia in July. One team from the U.S. gets asked, and it's usually a earned spot over years of doing well, but Lonnie and her reputation and what she brings to the table has already allowed WT to be invited to that competition, which is very exciting for us, partly because we don't even have a full meats team yet, but don't tell anybody that. Anyway, no, just joking. She's working very hard for that. So that's exciting. We continue to work on hires in the department. Along with our fed beef side, we're putting on a risk management, mainly in the animal sector, risk management, CAFO related, but still will be risk management as it looks at production in our ag business and economics area. We have applications coming in, so we hope to have that person hired by the end of the semester. Another hire is another animal scientist in animal health and well-being that will be housed once again on our faculty. Vero, our veterinary program here in conjunction with the A&M School of Veterinary Medicine, is actually putting hires on as well. So from a PhD standpoint in agriculture, we're really exploding in the number of people we're putting on, the roles they'll play. Because we have done well on student growth, we've done well on some other areas. We just haven't had a critical mass of faculty and staff to do these things. So that's exciting to the listeners. We'll have a lot of new faces, but also they can fill a lot of new roles and help serve our community, not just our students. So those are some exciting things from a hire. As far as events, we just finished up the Temple Grandin Distinguished Lecture Series on Tuesday. Record crowds. We had a luncheon with Temple. We also had a Q&A session with faculty and staff. And in the evening, this past Tuesday, she spoke, and the university hosted her as Distinguished Lecturer, and maybe the largest crowd ever in the Legacy Hall. It was standing room only. There were five breakout rooms, I heard, that were full in the basement that were being simulcast to. So that was neat to see the community come out and support her, support the message that she has, not only about autism and the work, and how the autistic mind thinks, but also back to our industry, which is really revolutionized how we do things. So it's cool to have her here with us. Some other things that we have coming up, listeners, is next week we have the first annual Dr. Ron Thomason speaking series as well. Dr. Thomason passed this last year, And the department is honoring Dr. Thomason by starting a speaking series. Our inaugural speaker will be Dr. Jackie Rudd out of A&M AgriLife in Wheat area. So we hope to have that annually that focuses on the plant soil science area, some of the latest things that are going on. And Dr. Rudd will be speaking about things in the genetic realm and how we improve and help improve our food source safety-wise, but as well as abundance to feed this world. So that's exciting. That's happening Tuesday night here at our building, the complex, at 6 p.m. And it'll be just kind of a laid-back talk discussion. So we're excited about honoring Dr. Thomason and his 35 years of service at WT. So those are some big things. Of course, in April and May and all that, we have our judging contest. We're going to livestock shows. We're recruiting, getting the word out about WT. We have some exciting research that's starting. Dr. Lawrence in the Meats Lab and Dr. Tennant finished up their serial slaughter, which ranged over several weeks. The data has been very impressive. We've actually created a lot of hamburger through the project, about 1 million pounds worth. So anyway, if you're looking for some ground beef, we've got it. So they're beginning some other trials, looking at carcass merit, things like that. Dr. John Richardson at the feed yard, he and Dr. Samerson are doing some fed beef trials, as well as some immunology on shipping and receiving of young cattle. We're also looking at some connection between salmonella and the feed yard situation, along with on the food side. So that is looking both live and at the carcass end. We've got other research going in the water with the Ogallala project. Dr. Almas and Dr. Vestal and Dr. Guerrero are working on that. We've done some workforce development studies we're still engaged with, and how we're meeting the demands of the workforce of the ag community, working with Texas cattle feeders, primarily in CAFOs, right now. But we're expanding that of how do we attract workers, what are some of the components that we can do that. We also have some crossover with our vet medicine and some work that they're doing in the same area. And how do we attract youth to the rural area, veterinary medicine, and a large animal vet. So in a nutshell, that's a lot of talking by me. I know you guys listening are like, dude, do you ever shut up? Well, I've told my dad many times now I get paid to talk. So anyway, with that, Shannon, I am done unless you have some questions.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you saying that too. I've had so many people tell me that I could probably talk to a fence post. So you're in good company here with me.
That's great to hear.
You had kind of touched a little bit on, bringing students back to rural areas once they graduate. One of the continuing updates that we do with you is on the Vero program. So how has that been looking as we have started moving into 2020?
Yeah, it's looking great. Once again, the state legislature and help with our constituents around here, especially Texas cattle feeders, and the work that they helped, as well as with the vet school and this joint between WT and Texas A&M School of Veterinarian. Of course, our program here is called VERO, which is Veterinary Education, Research, and Outreach. And it's a joint program with WT and the vet school. So you're talking about how do we prepare the rural vet? Well, the premise is attract a kid from the rural community, train them in the rural community, and in our case, one of the largest footprints of large animal in the world. Get them experience and hands-on in the communities, and that they'll stay and work in the area. But we take it a step further. It's not just about the veterinary training. The vet school is very good at that. They're very good at a lot of stuff, and the program here is very good. Something that we bring from a Department of Ag is teaching them to be a citizen, teaching them about the cultures, how to, live and work in a small community, how to grow that community. Veterinarian will be a key piece to our rural community, and along with the school and church, as we know, our schools and churches are the lifeblood of our small community. But the veterinarian's a big part of that. So the training goes beyond just how to suture a a cut or how to, you know, pull calves. It's about citizenship as well. It's about running a business. That's the other part of making a living in a rural community. So it's a really neat program to join with, and we're doing a great job. Our population on the pre-vet side is huge. Our kids getting into vet school, and I can't divulge that right now, but we do have numbers back, and it's very high. And we're excited about that. And once again, with the Vero program and the 2x2, those students will take 2 years of classes here at West Texas A&M in the new building that's next door to the complex. It's still Texas A&M School of Veterinary Medicine, but there is crossover. And like I said, they will reside, work, and get their hands dirty here in the Texas Panhandle. And hopefully we get them in a large animal in the rural areas of the United States, not just Texas.
Yeah, absolutely. Y'all are always striving towards that. I know you'll have more to update us on the next time we speak. But until then, we really appreciate you taking the time to visit with us and our listeners. So thank you.
Hey, you bet, Shannon. Y'all have a great weekend.
That's Department Head for the Ag and Natural Sciences Department there at West Texas A&M, Dr. Lance Keith. For KGNC Agribusiness News, I'm Shannon Gray.